Finally, the last Forest Service story I'm going to tell you is about what I call the shorts story. You notice I say shorts with an S on the end, and that has a particular meaning in this story, so I want you to keep that in mind. We were back, going back into the primitive area again, and we had a nice camping spot, and it was located on a neck of the meadow that we could put the horses in and let them feed, and for them to run off and leave us, they had to come right by the camp, or at least so I thought. And I guess for you to understand this, you ought to understand that one of the two saddle horses we had was one we called High Pockets. And he was a what I call a ringleader. He would he always liked to go where the good feed was, and he tried to get out of work all the time. He was like a lot of people, you know. And anyhow, he'd run off another time on me, and I had to walk 7 miles to find him and then take him back and pack up the camp and leave. So that was 14 miles, and I wasn't about to let that happen to me again. So I, when we slept that night, well, of course, I hobbled him up so he couldn't run very fast, and I also put a bell on him, and we let him feed, and then when it came really time for us to go to sleep, well, I brought him in, and I tied old High Pockets up so he couldn't get away. And the other three, we just let feed. And then about 4 in the morning, well, I got up and I hobbled High Pockets back up again and untied him and turned him loose in that meadow so he could eat until we got ready to leave and be about 7:30 or 8. Anyhow, I got back to my bed and was laying there. And another thing you should know, in Idaho at that time of the year, which was early July, the temperature would get down to 28, 29 degrees, so there was always frost on the meadow in the morning. And I dozed a little bit, and I could hear the old High Pockets bell kind of having a kind of a normal rhythm sound as he went ahead and fed. And that almost lulled me to sleep. And, of course, the purpose of the bell was that it always told you where he was. And if you listened, the rhythm of the bell, you could tell what he was doing pretty good, too. Well, I was laying there half asleep, and all at once I heard that bell dingle, 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 dingle. And I knew he was moving fast. And I sat up in bed, and I listened, and I said, you know, I know what that guy's doing. He's cutting through the timber up there into that meadow that's just to the south of us, and then he's going to get back on the trail and head back to the ranger station, and then I've got to chase him 7 miles. Well, he was running, and I knew I could cut him off, but I didn't have time to get dressed. Now, I slept in just jockey shorts and a sleeping bag. I didn't wear any other clothes. And so I jumped up barefooted, and all I had on was my shorts, and down the path I went. And I ran at full speed, and about 200 yards down there, I got to where I wanted to be, and here he and the other three were coming on a gallop towards me. And they had hobbles on, but they can move pretty fast. Anyhow, I started waving my arms at them, and I used some language that I probably wouldn't use today. Anyhow, I finally got them stopped, and I started herding them back to camp. And I hadn't been cold up till then. I was more scared that they were going to get away from me than anything else. But as I walked through the meadow, the frost, of course, was on grass about 12 inches high, and here I am walking through there with just nothing but shorts on, and I finally get them to camp and push them in there. And my buddy, who had slept through all this, by the way, he sets up and he says, "Obenchain, what in the world are you rounding up the horses in your shorts for?" And needless to say, I answered him just about like I yelled at Pie Pockets. So that's my short story. However, there's a good part to that, you see. It may have been kind of a ridiculous way to go about things, but I rose to the occasion and I solved the problem.